are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Al Garza, Executive Director of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. We've asked him to comment today on the Obama administration deploying more manpower as well as equipment to the U.S.-Mexican border as a result of increasing concern that drug cartel-related violence may spill into the United States to a greater degree than it already has. And Al, thanks so much for being with us.
It's always a pleasure, Greg.
What are you noticing from your vantage point? I know that you've been closely watching the illegals across the border, the smuggling, the drug trafficking. Are you seeing it noticeably worse in recent weeks and months, as the news media would seem to suggest?
We have, as a matter of fact, Greg. I formed a skinny funnel, I guess you would describe it such, where I currently reside. I currently reside here in Arizona, not far from, actually, between Nogales and Naco. Both very, very heavily invested with both types of activities, be it illegal aliens as well as, of course, the drugs. So we're witnessing a little increase on one side and a lot on the other. And the bottom line is that, for example, the Huachuca Mountains, which is next to the Huachuca Fort, Army Fort, has taken quite an impact. So we've seen a tremendous increase in the last, the last year, and it's now getting worse.
What do you make of the plans we've heard from the Obama administration today? More Border Patrol personnel, a better detection equipment, potentially a deployment of the National Guard to make sure the violence doesn't spill over. What impact do you think that'll have?
Well, let's hope it does happen right away, ASAP. In fact, it would be stat. I mean, we should have had this thing done when we first started with the Minutemen 5, 6, 7 years ago. We wouldn't be talking about it today. The problem would have been solved. It would have gone away. But unfortunately, that didn't happen, so we got to deal and contend with what's available to us today. And I say a combination of all, virtual fencing, whatever it takes. You definitely need the National Guard there with virtual power of arrest and firing if they need be. This is border security. This is not playing marbles, Greg. This is serious. We've been infiltrated. We've spewed over into the United States. The only possible way is to do exactly what we just talked about. Any type of security that would be inclusive to border increasement, border patrol, I should say, increasement, and, of course, the military, whatever, whether it's National Guard, Marines, you need something out there, Greg.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Al, how easy is it for Mexican drug smugglers to get their goods into the United States?
At this point in time, I would give them an 8. It's so easy for them to do it. There's essentially nothing there to hold them back other than maybe a few border patrol. They're going to nab a few of them, but more than once they'll get away. And they'll bring their cargo in. Now you're talking about the possibility of blood spewing into the United States because they have no fear. And that's the bottom line. And when you've got no law enforcement, you're just going to get repeated illegal behavior. And that's what's going on in Mexico. If we start enforcing it from this end, we'll solve the problem.
From your own personal perspective, Al, or just talking to your neighbors and others who closely follow the goings-on over and across the border, how much more concern is there just over personal safety in that part of the country?
Greg, that's a good question. There's a lot of concern. A lot of people that I've talked to in the last, 6, 7 months, maybe perhaps even a year, they are so fearful of going to, for instance, some of the friends and neighbors that would go out and buy their medications from time to time or go see a dentist. They're in fear of that. Or just a mere going out there holding hands with their wives and having a couple of drinks or something in a nice dinner. They refrain from doing that. So it's made a tremendous impact.
And in terms of the solution, you mentioned you hope the Obama administration implements these tools as quickly as possible. What else do you think needs to be part of the solution?
Well, part of the solution, obviously, would in our own country would be to enforce laws and obviously get rid of sanctuary cities. Anytime that you've got a sanctuary city, illegal behavior is going to occur there. And I'm afraid it's already happened where the people that are, say, for example, your mules or your drug mules or your drug cartels have different people in the country already, that sanctuary city is going to offer immunity to these people. So you get rid of that. And again, that would be part of solving the problem.
The last 20 seconds, I don't know if you've seen this story, Al, but the government's also considering poisoning plants within a couple miles of the border in order to remove places for smugglers to hide themselves and their goods. What do you make of that?
they try everything but what they're supposed to. And it's a question of how do you do certain things. The tactics here are simple. Again, it's the military. Nothing else is going to really do the job. You've got to protect your borders with what you've got in this National Guard.
Al, unfortunately, we need to stop there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
It's always a pleasure, Greg.
Al Garza is the Executive Director of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Many thanks to Executive Producer Jim Roberts. Find us online at dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.